Hey, my friends, welcome back to the Morning Mindset. It's good to be with you again. I hope you're ready today to get your mind aligned with the truth of God. My wife and I have begun a new podcast that many of you might be interested in. It's on the topic of Christian parenting. We're calling it God-Fearing Kids and the Parents Who Raise Them. So there's something for the parents, but there's something also to help the parents raise God-fearing children. You can find out more by going to godfearingkids.com and share it with someone you know who would love to get some coaching on Christian parenting topics. Now, today, we're looking at one verse and one verse only. It's Proverbs 24, verse 27. And friends, there is a powerful lesson for us, as simple as it is, about priorities in our lives. Let's read Proverbs 24, 27. It says, "Prepare your work outside. Get everything ready for yourself in the field. And after that, build your house." Now notice, Solomon is laying out an order of things to be done. He says, first, prepare your work outside, get everything ready in the field, and then after that, build your house. Now we have to remember that Solomon's culture was an agrarian society. Their job, day in and day out, for the most part, was either to grow crops so that they would have food to eat, or to handle herds of some sort. Maybe it was sheep or goats or perhaps even cattle that they would keep in order to provide food for themselves, for their families, for their village, for their city, for their nation eventually. And you see, if you look at the hierarchy of needs that we have as human beings, food, something to eat to keep our bodies running, is at the very top of that list. And so what Solomon is doing here and giving us this advice is helping us think through priorities. He's saying it's important to do the most important things first. Because if you were to flip around what Solomon gives us here as advice in his culture and build your house first, you know, be most concerned about a shelter, and then think, I'll get to my food later. Well, friends, you could have days, weeks, even months of building that house with no food to eat because you've got your priorities out of order. You see, and Solomon's lesson here is a great one for us because in a world and in a culture where there are so many opportunities and so many things pressing in on us on a daily basis, demanding our attention, we need to learn how to get our priorities in order. Because the reality is this, if we do not do the most important things first, they will get crowded out. And we will come to a point in our lives where we're doing lots of things, but they're not the most important things. They're not the things that move our lives forward and move us to a place of providing benefit for those under our care. So, friends, this issue of priorities is a massive one. I think we all need to spend very diligent and concerted effort in the Lord's presence, praying through what our priorities are. Now, some of our priorities are obvious, and it's the same for all of us, no matter where we live, no matter what our role in the world is. Number one, our very first priority is our relationship with Jesus Christ. Friends, every day, we've got to be carving out time to read His Word so we can gain His wisdom, so that we can know His heart and come to know Him as our Savior and as our King. And so that we can pray, we can lay our burdens at His feet, we can receive His guidance and instruction for what to do regarding those situations. And why is our relationship with Jesus the most important? Because it is the fuel. It's like the food that Solomon's talking about here that we need to guide us and to help us in all the rest of life. Beyond that, our family comes next. If you're married, that's your spouse that comes first. Children are a distant third in this hierarchy that I'm talking about. You see, getting our priorities correct will enable us to devote our time and our attention and our energy to the things that matter most. And I think all of us, when we reach the end of our lives, will want to look back and see that we've lived a life of godly priority. Lord Jesus, help us in this realm. We have so many things that vie for our attention and demand that we care for them and do for them. But Lord, we want you to be the one who guides us in our priorities. So enable us to see what it is you would have us do each day and to get in our minds an overall set of priorities that we focus on day after day after day, so that at the end of our lives, we can see that we've given you glory through properly managing our lives. Thank you for this wisdom from our brother Solomon. Thank you for giving it to us as a good and gracious God. We praise you today through our priorities. In Jesus' name.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.